Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. And you speak toward the adults responsible for the household, so would that be you?
Possibly. You talk so fast, it's hard for me to understand.
Oh, I can start again. So, hi, I'm Percy, and I'm calling from Florida.
No, I got the message. I just don't talk so fast, please.
Oh, all right. Okay, perfect. So, is your home a single-family home, like detached, a townhome, an apartment/condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
I know, but why do you want this information? Because you're in the East Coast, and I'm on the West Coast.
Well, do you reside in Florida?
Yes.
All right, then, yeah, I'm still kind of fits into the whole area of, like, just in general Florida and, like, hurricane threats. So would you be your home?
What's the survey about?
It's about residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction. And then
okay,
I'm
good with it. Fine. So what's the question? I'm ready.
All right. So the first question is your home a single-family home, like kind of detached? All right. Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Home.
Could you please tell me what year your home was built?
1990.
All right. Thank you. Have any upgrades or modifications have been made to the property?
Yes. My house was demolished by Ian. So I had a new roof, new pool cage, new rooms, new drywall. Yes.
All right. So would you say there has been, like, roofing upgrades and, like, maybe drainage upgrades as well?
What do you mean, drainage?
So drainage would be, like, kind of how the water flows, I would say, kind of like, let's say, gutters, stuff like that. But
no, they were still the same because they only replaced what got blown off.
All right. Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida for?
More than 10.
More than 10. All right. So do you have a kind of a specific number or just more than 10?
I just don't remember if it's 11 or 12 or, you know.
All right, no worries. Well, thank you anyways. So have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? So, like, tropical storms, a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, a Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, or a Category 5 hurricane?
Irma? Ian?
Irma?
So,
Ian?
Ian. That's both a 4 and a 5 and a 6, or 6, however you do Ian.
4 or 5? All right, thank you. So, Ian, let's see.
Ian was a 6. But
all right.
Some people won't.
All right, I'm just trying to look up.
Stayed right over our house for 10 hours. And we were here.
All right. So, let's just put Hurricane as a 5, I would want to say. And what is the other one you said?
Irma.
For the category 4? Irma, all right, thank you.
4, I think. 3 or 4.
I believe Irma Hurricane was a 4. Let me just check here quickly. It was also a category 5 as well.
Well, 5 and 6 then. For big hitters.
Yeah. All right, thank you. So, okay, Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Ian. All right, thank you. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
What would you say was the estimated damage in dollars?
Over 100,000.
Oh my God, wow.
For a very small home.
Over $100,000. All right, thank you. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Like, was it debris in the wind breaking your window? Or, like, wind damaging your roof, or...
Wind and horizontal rain. The wind and the rain blew the side of the house out and the roof off and damaged the inside of the house.
All right. And you mentioned something about horizontal rain.
It collapsed the pool cage. It destroyed the pool because all the stuff that fell in the pool. I was going to describe it improperly. Sorry.
All right. No worries. So, all right. I did copy down most of what you said, so thank you so much. So, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane or really a tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
No, I feel like I'm sitting in today's world. I lived in Oklahoma, and tornadoes come rip through your house, and when they come through, it's like a bomb blows it up. At least a hurricane is a windstorm that's coming. If you know, you got a chance.
All right. So would you say, like, somewhat vulnerable then, maybe?
I would say we're very, very vulnerable, but it's not, like,
all right,
catastrophic. It's not the
end. Okay. Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, for sure. Thank you. So, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I would do the same thing I always do. Protect my windows, pick everything up. You know, if it's, I don't know if I'd ever leave because the dangers of leaving are worse than the dangers of staying.
All right. Okay.
Because,
so
I mean, there's huge dangers in leaving. You got to go. You got to get in the traffic. You got to find something. There's crooks out there. There's criminals out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would stay as long as you take precaution.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So when would you prepare for your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued? When a hurricane warning is issued? Or would you say your home is already prepared and could be prepared within a few hours?
No. You only get ready a couple, maybe a day or two ahead of time because you don't have no idea where it's going to hit.
All right. So would you say when a hurricane watch is issued, maybe, which is possibly within 48 hours then, or when a hurricane warning is issued, which is within 36 hours?
Warning.
Warning? All right, thank you.
Less is best because it'll turn on a dime.
All right. So considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect you and your home from any hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Never.
So not certain at all?
No, because there's no way you can tell us everything we need to do.
All right.
It is an impossible task given to anyone.
All right, thank you. Could you please tell me your top three sources of information from the list I'm going to give you? So the following list is internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers/print media, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
Personal experience.
All right. So since it was top three, what do you think are your other sources of information?
None of the above.
All right.
We've lived through it, so we don't. None of those are the right questions.
All right. So I'm kind of in
it's
general.
It's not your problem. The people that create these have never lived through this.
All right. So maybe then, kind of in general, in how you keep up with the world. Well, what do you think are your top three sources of information other than personal experiences? Would you say, like, internet sources other than social media, radio or TV, newspaper/print media? Do you get your information maybe from friends or family or social media or WhatsApp?
All of the above.
Oh, all right. So
listen to them all. We digest them all. It's all the above, but it comes down to, unless you lived it, you can't experience it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5. Probably 5. No better, no worse than anybody else.
All right, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? And the list goes, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, cost of insurance.
You never think about that in terms of an emergency, so that's an irrelevant question.
Okay, all right, thank you. Is your home located in the flood or evacuation zone?
Yes.
Yes for both?
No flood, evacuation, yes.
Okay, thank you. What is the letter designation for the evacuation zone? Is it A?
I don't know off the top of my head.
All right, no worries. So when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, so within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, so within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home, within 24 hours. If emergency management officials...
If I listen to the general information from different places and create my own plan, only then. Has nothing to do with this information.
All right. So if I... So, if I gathered...
Because you can't go by that little question. It's like, do I feel threatened or not? And most of the time, even when Ian was bearing down, we said, we're staying.
Okay. All right.
Because the danger of leaving is as much as the danger is staying.
All right. So if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? Would you go to a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family?
No. That's the problem. That's why you don't go.
All right. So you would say you would not leave under any circumstances then?
Most likely.
All right. Thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
No, this is getting way too long. You're very nice. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Oh, are you sure? We're almost done. We're about 50% done with the survey.
No. It's like, I thought we were like 200% too far. Thank you very much.
Right.
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
You're a very nice person. It's not your fault. It's just, who's ever asking this is ridiculous. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.